Sorry about that. I was navigating some traffic. Yeah, that would be very cool to figure that out. I would have to really sit down and figure out how to study to do that, because it just, even thinking about it, I don't know that my brain works in that fashion. So it would have to be a little bit of training my brain to learn something like that. It'd be fun, though.
Yeah, Dakota, that's only just to learn the characters, you know, just that you know what they are, you know. Then learning to copy and all that just takes, you know, just takes practice and time. You know, if you learn the characters by dots and dashes, you can take that to, you know, you can take up to, some guys can get good converting dots and dashes all the way up to about 13 magically. Once you break 13, you got to start hearing characters. You don't really have time to piece together dots and dashes. But you can piece together dots and dashes in your brain effectively. Some people can take that effectively up to about 13. And so that's the mystery of the 5, 13, and 20. And I don't know what the reason for 20 was, just the goal. But 13 was the magic break between. Because it's about as fast as you can go and still, you know, convert. After that, you got to start hearing the characters. So, after you know all the characters, that's all my method does. Is it just gets you to learn all the characters. After that, it's just, you got to find out what way to practice works for you. It usually starts slow and just work your way up, faster and faster. Counting dots and dashes when you first get started, and hopefully it'll start coming to you. I don't know. I'm no expert at it. If you really want to get good, you got to start asking guys like Don and a few of the other guys who are quite proficient at it. They can tell you the techniques, but I'm pretty sure almost everybody will tell you, just you got to get out there and use it. That's how you get better.